I'm shocked he called in. The story goes earlier in the week, article about the unit from Jersey Shore that he had been busted with felony possession of ketamine, Special K, which is a drug. It's a horse tranquilizer, and if convicted, it's like 3 to 5 years in the can.
A Roz and Mocha Show exclusive on KISS 92.5.
So he's the new guy on Jersey Shore. I don't even know a lot about him, but they call him the Unit, right, Mocha?
Mm-hmm. Should we connect?
Yeah.
Yo, Unit, you there?
What's up, buddy? Pretty damn good. How you doing?
So I didn't even know who this guy is. I don't even know who you are, Unit. Like, how did you wind up in this world? I don't watch Jersey Shore. I know the main players. Mocha tells me about the situation in Snooki and stuff like that. I know the main players. How did you wind up in this world, dude?
Unit, by the way, side note, I'm a huge fan of Jersey Shore. I watch the show every single Thursday.
Yeah, man. I mean, me and Mike have been friends forever. Been inseparable for the last like 10 years or so. Been friends and acquaintances since he ever moved to Jersey. Basically, I was living down in Panama for 3 years, about 3 years ago, or two years ago. But my friend married the president's sister, so I went down there to do a bunch of business. And it was cool living in a third world country like that, you know, especially a place like Panama. It's interesting to live there. But Mike just blew up out of nowhere. The Jersey Shore blew up. Mike blew up, and he was inviting me back to you know, take over this world with him, you know, just to travel with him and help him out with his businesses. You know, just things just blew up out of nowhere. And the way he sold me, he said, you know, there's a lot of groupies, and it's a lot of fun, and I came back and just had the time of my life. From there, just the Jersey Shore got bigger and bigger. We traveled. Mike had business after business, and just things got out of control. We're on private jets. It was just crazy.
Have you always been the Unit, or is this something that came out of Jersey Shore?
That is more of a Jersey Shore nickname. I've always had nicknames. Most often, my nickname is Fro. I got the rough and tough Afro Puff, as I like to call it, and I've been Fro forever. I had a bunch of nicknames referring to my joint before that. You know what I'm saying? The unit was fairly new though. The unit was
That's
was
like Mocha. Mocha has that same thing. We call him Nubbins.
Ass.
Right? It's the Roz and Nubbins show.
Hey, listen, on the preview for the rest of the season for Jersey Shore, after Vinny leaves, it shows there's a new cast member, a new housemate. Is that new housemate going to be you?
You know what, dude? I can't really talk too much about the rest of the season. Just I know there's a lot of fun to come. You know what I'm saying? There's a lot of action.
I think you're the new housemate.
Everybody. It's not for me to say. There's definitely certainly a lot of fun to come.
All right, fine. How about this? Yes or no? Did Mike the Situation and Snooki sleep with each other?
Brother, why are you trying to ruin the fun for everybody in the show? Let's watch the show and see how it goes down.
Hey, man. Look, there's a lot of alluding from last season when they were in Italy. A lot of alluding this season. You know, you're getting all up in the mix. We're just trying to get to the bottom of the story.
I hear. Everybody wants to know. But it's like I'm watching a movie and my girlfriend, you know, what happens next? She always wants to know. People want to know what happens at the end of the movie. Let's watch the movie.
Just sit back and watch the movie, Mocha. All right, Nubbins? Listen, just sit back
Shut
and watch
up.
The movie. Hey, we just want to get your take on this because this is why we didn't think you were even going to call in today. This is the story that came out last week. Jonathan the Unit was indicted. Third-degree felony possession of ketamine, which is that severe, severe narcotic. They call it Special K. It's basically horse tranquilizer. And, dude, if found guilty, they say, for you, it's 3 to 5 years in prison.
I really apologize. I can't really talk too much about that either. I'm very optimistic. You know, any mistakes I've made in the past have always been huge lessons that I've learned from. And this is no different. You know, I'm very optimistic. I'm living a sober and healthy life. You know, I go to clubs now. I don't even drink. I drink a Red Bull. You know, saying sugar-free Red Bull. That's what I'm drinking. Sugar-free energy drink. And so, you know, everything happens for a reason. And I'm blessed to be put in positions to now, you know, be put in the spotlight and be a positive role model. Because you know, dude, everybody has a past, and now it's about living in the future and just making yourself better. So, you know, I hope that the kids see me in the club with the sugar-free energy drinks, and I hope that it's a better role model than the articles that are out about me right now.
Now, is that something that was new, or was this something that happened like a while ago that suddenly just came out? Like, is it a new story, or are they just drudging up stuff from the past?
I mean, it's from the past.
Yeah.
It's a recent past, but you know, it's still going, and it's something that I'm looking to move away from my past. Yeah. You know.
All right, Unit. Thank you so much for taking. taking the time to chat with us on the Roz and Mocha Show today, man.
My pleasure, guys. Like I said, I love Canada. Been there several times with Mike. Been there several times before. Canada's awesome. You guys are very supportive of the show. You guys are very, you know, some of the best times we had were in Canada. And I look forward to getting up there as soon as possible and seeing y'all. I know I'm working on something. I just gotta get across the board. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
So I definitely look forward to seeing you guys and partnering out with y'all.